With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for a sports fan, and you can visit PenFed.org for details. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That's the foursome. Just a little complaint about the vending machine situation we have.
Yes.
So, I do cereal in the morning. I like to have milk with my cereal.
No. Understood. Milk. Most people 50% do.
50% of the time, there's no milk. There's muscle milk.
Yeah.
There's chocolate protein milk.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
There's not regular milk.
I bet you that muscle milk would be silly with your cereal.
Oh, I know it costs about $4 a bottle.
Yes. Swolios.
They probably don't put the milk up because it probably doesn't sell.
And no, it just sells.
It sells. I mean, that's the problem. It sells too much and it only gets two little columns.
Two rows, yeah.
Well, I don't know what that is then. I don't know why they would do it.
It gets two rows. 50% of the time it's out. Then I'm going to eat my cereal dry and then it sticks
do
to my fingers.
Do you have other things that you can eat for breakfast? Why don't you eat those silly hard-boiled eggs that I eat?
Because I don't like them.
Really? You really have an aversion to hard-boiled
eggs? You
think
everybody loves hard-boiled eggs?
I just think they're tolerable.
I think they're tasty.
They stink, and I don't like them.
They smell, but I think they're tolerable.
I'd rather have eggs over easy.
Anything's tolerable.
Oh, of course, eggs over easy.
I would rather have my silly cinnamon vanilla cereal from EMP 180.
Yeah.
Tastes a little bit like Fruit Loops.
I just want to get the old plug in there.
How close to like Fruit Loops is it?
Pretty close.
Really?
Or more like Apple Jacks, maybe, you know, but it's just, it tastes like a sugary cereal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right. Oh, you would need a sugary cereal.
If it tastes like sugar, it's awesome.
Pass the sugar.
Right. I don't know how it could possibly be.
I don't think I'll ever eat a non-sugary cereal ever again. Like, if I eat cereal, I'm going to opt for it to be loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
Though, to counteract that, I have been eating Cheerios a lot, and they have zippy sugar. I mean, there is some
sugar. You mean
the
regular Cheerios? Yeah,
they're just not over.
I'm always amazed that you don't get the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, yeah, I should. Nut's so good.
What are you doing?
It's a lapse of judgment, apparently.
Honey Nut Cheerios with sliced bananas? Primo.
Oh.
Primo.
You're going to ruin
I hate
a
bananas.
Perfectly good bowl of cereal?
You don't put bananas in
I
your
like
cereal?
I like bananas.
I'm fine with you're a banana guy. I'm not
I'm
a banana guy.
I'm fine with fruit
gotta
in
get
my
the
cereal.
Potassium, bro.
I can get a little fruity from time to time, but the fruits would be strawberries.
I like strawberries.
Blueberries.
Yeah.
Never a banana. A banana would never go on top of my cereal.
Why is
ever.
The
we'll
potassium
have to agree to
important?
We'll have to agree to disagree on that.
Sure. It's personal preference.
Jason, yeah. Why is the potassium important?
Well, I think it's good for your blood pressure.
Oh, is it? I have no idea. If you tell me, I'll believe you.
I think potassium is good for you in many ways.
Okay.
One of Chad's
producers. I don't really know why it's good for you.
Brock Lesnar.
I don't know the first thing about potassium.
Brock Lesnar was in here yesterday, and he pulled out three of the mealiest, mushiest bananas I've ever seen in my
life.
That's
so bad.
And I was like, what are you doing? Like, if you're going to eat a banana, it has to be yellow. It can't be green.
Yellow.
And it can't have brown spots
Jason
all over
looks
it.
Looks a little green at the top.
Has to be cold
Let me see your banana. Let me judge your banana.
That looks like a good one.
It's pretty
That's
good.
That's a good one.
It's pretty good. It's starting to see a few brown spots, so you have to eat this today.
Oh, well. I'll eat it in about 20 minutes.
Oh, that has to be eaten today. Let me see.
Let me feel
now,
his
do
banana.
You open it the
Feeling
proper
Jason's
way?
Banana.
Or do you
it's
open...
a little firm for my liking. I like a little bit of a softer banana.
I think this is a good one. It's a little firm.
I think it was purchased yesterday.
It's firm. Look at the stem. It's
a
green.
Stem's a little green.
It's a little
No, but
firm.
I don't like it mealy at all.
It's
if there's
not...
any hint of mealiness.
Give it a few minutes and it'll be money.
All right. Now, isn't the proper way to open it the bottom?
I don't
Have
know.
You seen that?
No.
I've never heard
every
of
dog
that.
Opens it from here. I've seen videos where they say the proper way is
I
actually.
I don't know. I've
never
done
heard
I do
that.
The opposite way. That's how you get that silly cartoon split of the peel.
Yeah, you should show him how to do that. Because you do it like everybody else. You smush the top.
Well,
you
like
break
every,
open the
every
side.
Other human or whatever would eat a banana.
I eat it like
eats a banana.
Like
now,
a caveman
how, do you,
would.
How do you open it from the bottom? You
flip it around.
Yeah.
Now take the top and just pull them apart. Like pinch it like you would and pull it apart.
No, I'm not going to do it. It's his banana.
Your banana's
he's
getting
right,
just
he's
mangled.
To eat it.
No, I'm not. I don't
no,
want to
He
do
doesn't want to eat it yet.
Putting it right there.
There's
I'm
no chance if a chimpanzee gets a banana. then it opens it the way Drab T-shirt is opening it. He's going to go for the stem.
No, I think that's how they do open it.
Don't they just eat it with a peel and everything?
They might. I thought why would they peel.
Why would they unpeel it?
Because great, the peel no, tastes hurting.
They're silly. They're smart. They know they're supposed to take that off.
Chimpanzees are butt smart.
Yeah. I would take a chimpanzee or a
I'm
going to
say they
time.
Eat the peel. Okay.
Hold on, so a gorilla gets a banana or a chip gets a banana.
The whole thing in there,
and they just eat it.
That's a great question. Can you Google that? Can you ask Wiki? Does a monkey eat the banana with the peel?
I think monkeys are smart.
They don't have opposable thumbs.
I don't know if they do.
So if they don't have the silly thumb.
No.
It says they peel them.
They peel them. Yeah.
And they peel them from the bottom.
Because a chimp is butt close to JP Flame.
Yeah.
It's like this close. They're smart.
They peel them from the bottom.
They know to peel them.
And they make silly banana splits.
Anyway, I don't know what we can do about the milk situation. Just those two rows are empty 50% of the time. And then the rows of chocolate, protein drinks, and muscle milk, always full.
I have the solution
for
you.
Nobody here at the station is buying muscle milk.
It has flaws, but here's my solution. Now, this is Squeaker Court, example number one. I will buy a container of milk, and I will use about a third of it on my cereal. And then I don't put it in the kitchen refrigerator with all the savages and all the food that's been there for a month.
You have it in CK's office.
CK has his own refrigerator, so I keep my milk there. Now, the only problem is that I have to wait till CK gets to work around 8 or 8:30 to eat, but that's fine. I can wait.
That would break my routine that I like to have this cereal right around 6:57.
Well, then you're going to have to bring milk from home.
That first top of the hour break. No, I'll just eat it dry. What'd you think of it?
Dry.
You only had two little pieces.
I mean, it was all right.
When you put it with the milk and then the sugar falls off, then you slurp up the milk at the end.
I'm sure it's some sort of fake sugar that's in there, but I've gotten used to diet soda. I would have bet $1 million I would never get used to diet soda, and I have gotten used to it.
I've mostly kicked my soda kick, but I will tell you what. I think that's why I have longer naps now, because I'm having no caffeine. And then when I do have a little caffeine on the weekend, for example, went out to lunch with my mom. Oh, so good. Just having a Coke. If you haven't had a Coke in 10 days,
just like that
and
jolt?
I used to have a Coke every day. I don't know. I used to drink for lunch a soda every day. Pretty much kick that EMP 180 diet, not doing it. And then when I have one, it is just fantastic.
I'm just praying that the aspartame that I keep dumping into my coffee isn't giving me a golf ball sized brain tumor.
Why?
I'm just praying that that's...
Why? Is that a lot of coffee?
The artificial sugar.
Oh,
the sweetener, Ricky.
That's why I just started putting the regular sugar
that's
in my coffee.
That's what I need to worry about.
By the way,
I
just YouTubed a monkey eating a banana.
Yes.
Zippy peeling process there.
That's one monkey.
He devoured
That's one monkey.
That's what I've seen.
I mean, monkeys, I don't think they're going to take the time to peel.
No, they peel.
They pummel bananas. Peelers.
You got a dumb monkey.
I think if you went to the zoo.
I think it depends on the monkey. But
I think if you went to the zoo and those orangutans, not orangutans, like everybody, all the lemmings say, it's an orangutan. There's a G on the end. Those orangutans start swinging on those ropes, and you threw a banana up to it. I think he's going to look at it.
I think he'll eat the whole thing whole.
I think he's gonna peel it.
I think we should actually do that on the show. We throw a banana in there and just make a
bag. Well, that's an AWOD. Now he'll get thrown out of the zoo for doing it. He might get arrested because you can't just start throwing food at the animals in the zoo.
I have my money that he eats the key and peel.
He might.
I think he just bites into it like a sandwich.
Really? Could be right. You think Caesar from Planet of the Apes eats the banana with the peel? The genetically enhanced chimp from Planet of the Apes.
Caesar can cook his own, filet.
He can cook his own filet.
Yeah.
He can lead a rebellion with 500 gorillas.
That's a bad comparison.
And take over San Francisco.
That's a bad comparison. But the standard non-Caesar, monkey at the zoo, he's just going to eat the peel.
Okay. You're ruining my skins at 7.
You act like you don't have anything but time.
Well, I got Brady Quinn coming up next.
That's your fault. You guys were talking about cereals.
Not me. Can I hear the music? I want to try to sneak it in.
We're going to hit the skins for 2 minutes.
I'm going to do 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll do Brady Quinn.
When the Saints go marching in. Is this jazz? By the way, I had to get up and leave the Starbucks
in
my neighborhood.
Because?
Yesterday, or 2 days ago, I was sitting there with my wife. We were enjoying a delicious holiday coffee, way overpriced, but it's fine. They were playing jazz, and I heard a song and a half, and I said, we have to leave.
You couldn't handle it?
I can't take the music anymore.
It bothers you so much?
I'm just not a jazz guy.
You don't have to be, but can't you just not let it bother you?
No, it bothered me to the point where I had to leave.
Who was the DJ that would come on smooth jazz after our show on JFK?
Sherlita.
You got size for her.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah. We actually went to a party.
But Cakes hated the music.
Hate is a strong word. I'm not a jazz guy. I never will be.
Towards it.
Smooth jazz.
I mean, did anybody actually listen to it on the way home?
No. I was listening to Pharrell. Pharrell and the
band. Picking fatties.
Of course I didn't listen.
Yeah, but Sherlita would come on and go, hello, I'm Sherita. This is your smooth jazz for the night. I would just get sucked into that.
Yeah.
Boy.
I don't want to say who it was, but there was, because I don't know what the dude's marital status was at the time, but there was a Redskins receiver who took her to a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. You remember that? It was like when we had first started.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't want to say who it was. And we were so psyched. We had just started in radio.
And those were the salad days when there were actual Christmas parties.
Yeah, like legit
like a nice hotel.
The guys were wearing like tuxes
nice
to the party.
Nice dinners.
And
those days are gone.
Not where our vending machines are. No. Wasn't that the last Christmas party?
Yeah.
Yes.
There was
leftover food, like leftover bagels, and they threw them out and said, here's your Christmas party. Have at it.
I'm sorry,
your holiday party.
All we did was bombard the ex-Redskin with Redskin questions. For, yeah. I mean, just I followed
and
around like a puppy dog.
He just wanted to holler at Sherlita.
Yeah, he just wanted to tag Sherlita that night. Yeah. And all I did was ask him about the Fun Bunch. Yeah.
Hey, good hit the skin segment.
No, I'm doing it later. I'm doing it at 8 o'clock.
Already sounds good.
I decided.
All right.
I'm doing it at 8. We're not going to give it short shrift. I'm doing it. No. 8 o'clock. Hit the skins.
All right. Coming up next, we can talk some Redskins with Brady Quinn, former Notre Dame quarterback, played in the NFL. Talk some college football as well. Keep it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.